Hi, is this Corporal Baines?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Ifani Awachie from WAVE News.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, doing pretty good.
Good, good. And thanks for speaking with me today. I'm going to go ahead and start recording. Could I get you to state your name and title for me, please, as I set up my sound levels?
Yes, ma'am. I'm Corporal Christopher Baines, a combat correspondent with Defense Media Activity Marine Corps.
And I see that you're Journalist of the Month or were recently. Is that true?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you tell me about your work, basically, with journalism in the Marines?
Well, I'm trained as a print journalist, and I work for Marines Magazine and also write news stories for Marines.mil, as well as more editorial things for our blog. I also deployed to Afghanistan as a broadcast journalist with American Forces Network, which is where I earned the title of Journalist of the Month. I earned it for basically applying my still photo skills toward broadcasting, just with different angles and, you know, ways to tell a story, basically. And I also wear a few different hats as well. Like, prior to deploying, I was a property manager for our shop. So I basically kept tabs on all of our equipment, made sure it was issued, and, you know, everybody had what they were supposed to. And I also managed content for our flagship website, marines.mil.
Wow, you do so much. Can I ask which of these media is your favorite, print, broadcasting, photography?
Well, I'd say I like the print and photography aspect better because you can do some pretty creative stuff. Because like with video, you know, it's living and it demonstrates exactly what's happening. So it's more challenging to capture all that with a photo. And once you do, it's really fulfilling. And in terms of writing, you know, there's just a lot you could do to add to that visual, you know, and in your mind. So I like it because it's more challenging in some ways. And, you know, I like reading, you know. So I don't know, it just fits for me a lot better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what kinds of stories do you cover?
Generally, it'll range from anything to like a portrait and profile, you know, highlighting a individual service member, you know, what they do, you know, how they do their job and how they're good at it. From that to in Afghanistan, I covered combat operations, and just recently I actually covered a course where we teach Marines how to use foreign weapons so that we can, you know, better teach and relate to our foreign counterparts that we train with in Afghanistan and Africa and even in Europe.
Can you tell me about that story? What did you learn as you were putting that together?
Well, I learned that really there are a lot of interesting training opportunities out there and that the Marine Corps definitely takes steps to enhance mission readiness in all corners. You know, we, like, for the foreign weapons instructor course, we train Marines everything they need to know about weapon systems that our partner nations use. Or even our NCO leadership courses teach Marines how to better lead and mentor their Marines to just be better at what they do and, you know, make them overall better individuals.
Of course. Okay. So did you actually learn a little bit about how to relate to foreign forces, or were you more handling the training aspect of that?
Well, that was more of a training aspect. I actually got some time to relate with our Afghan counterparts while deployed, just, you know, hanging out with them, you know, talking to them, and learning that they're not so different from us. And I got to say, they make a mean chai tea.
That's great. Were there any other moments you remember from hanging out with them?
I remember there was one day I was at a combat outpost called a Ka Patal, and there were a number of interpreters there that we worked with, you know, when you go out on missions. And the MWR there wasn't working right, like the power was browning out or something. I was just hanging outside, and one of the interpreters asked me, he's like, hey, you know, you want to go sit with us and drink some tea? And, you know, I just went with him, and we hung around and drank chai and played a little ping pong. And we just talked about, like, what it was like growing up, school, you know, the women in our life, our parents. It was just really good to, you know, kind of bond with somebody from a different culture like that. It's a very interesting experience.
Right, of course, of course. And I did actually want to ask you a little bit about your, you know, growing up and where you're from. So where in Georgia are you from originally?
I was born in Roswell at the North Fulton Regional Medical Center. I lived in Cumming, Georgia, till I was about 3, I believe. Then I moved to Forsyth, outside Gainesville, around that time. And I went to Chester T. Elementary till about 3rd grade. Then I moved on down to Flowery Branch, where I attended Friendship Elementary, went on to C.W. Davis Middle School, and graduated from Flowery Branch High School.
And then how did you get involved with this service?
Well, throughout high school, I guess I didn't really have much of a direction. I didn't know what I wanted to do after high school. And college was looking like a very expensive and kind of shaky option for me. I was thinking about going to a technical or vocational school, but I decided that, you know, I wasn't the very best student. You know, I could have used more discipline in my life. And my stepfather was a Marine, and I thought, hey, you know, joining the service would probably be a good idea. I could learn a lot and gain some discipline and skills that I can apply once I'm outside, and the education benefits don't hurt either.
Right, right. And did you end up kind of pursuing higher education in journalism, or what did you tell me about the education aspect?
Well, your education in the service really starts in boot camp and as you attend more advanced training. And we have a tuition assistance program where you can start taking college courses, which I've taken a couple. It's mostly just general education courses, a little bit of psychology in there. And really, I could say you learn the most as you do your respective job, because you have a lot of senior leaders who mentor you and teach you many a thing, you know, whether it's how to take a better photo to how to better manage your personal finances. So it gives you a lot of real-life experience, and you learn just numerous things. Like, we also take these correspondence courses that work towards your promotion, and it covers all aspects from, you know, leadership to applicable math that you can use on and off the job. So there's really just a lot of learning. You learn a lot in the military.
Yeah, it sounds like you do. And did you end up taking courses in journalism, or how'd you get into that?
Well, when I was at the recruiter's office, I went to MEPS and got all set and ready to go. And after that, I went in and they told me what jobs were available. And there were a number of options, but I wanted to do something different. You know, and he told me about public affairs, which is like journalism. You do a lot of photography and writing, and you get to go basically experience what everyone else does while you tell their story. And that really appealed to me, so I signed in for it. I haven't really pursued any college courses toward journalism. I actually like to get a bachelor's in business administration. When I get out of the Marine Corps, I'm going to go back home and work for the family business.
Great. It sounds like you just end up, as you said, learning how to do a journalism job while you're on the job. So that worked out.
It works out good. I'd say it's one of the best ways to learn, you know. I mean, you get out there and you actually apply the basics that they teach you in the military school. And also, you know, you get to kind of expand on it with your mentors and leaders. And, of course, with anything else, you'll make some mistakes, and you learn greatly from those. And overall, it just really gets you locked in on how to do the job and to do it to the best of your abilities. And there's also a lot of extra training you could take through the Military Defense Information School. And you could cover anything from being better at quality control to extra techniques you could put in your bag of tools for taking photos or conducting a more lively interview or, you know, just working multimedia pieces.
Right. That sounds great and like a lot of fun. Well, I also wanted to ask you, what's a typical day in your life like? Could you just describe for me your daily routine?
Well, currently we're doing Marine Corps martial arts courses.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll generally wake up around 5:30. I'll be at the course by 6. Then we'll typically work on that for an hour and a half. You know, just basic techniques and such. Then I head back to my house on base here. I'll go, you know, clean up, get ready for the day, head on into work. Start the day by getting on Marines.mil and, you know, refreshing the content, putting new stuff up there. And if I got a story, typically I'll leave from work, head down to Marine Corps Base Quantico or the D.C. area. I'll go in, shoot photos, get interviews, come back, make products, or, you know, transfer material just to, you know, get fresh content on the website. And throughout the day, that's pretty much what I do. I make products or I make sure they get up on our website. Then, at the end of the day, you know, I'll typically go home, you know, sit down, watch a little bit of TV with my wife. We'll go play with our dog, walk around, and, you know, next day do it all over again.
Right. And so where are you stationed now? You're stateside. I see. I have your information here. Okay. Where are you stationed at this point?
I'm in Fort Meade, Maryland.
Okay, I see. And is your wife also in the service, or do you both live in the area?
She's not in the service. She resides with me on base. She works out in town, and she's pursuing a degree toward nursing.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, you mentioned your plans for after this assignment briefly, but can you tell me more about what you hope to do in the future?
Well, you know, I'll get out, do some schooling, and I'll go work for the family business, which does a lot of transportation of textiles to paper mills. They're a big part of that supply chain. And from there, I may move on and try to start my own business. I'd really like to build firearms, like hunting rifles, shotguns, that sort of thing. That's sort of what I'm into. That's my hobby, you know. And, you know, from there, just say again?
I was going to ask, so do you get time to build firearms in your spare time? Is that something you have time for still?
Not up here. You can't really have a whole lot with you when you're living on base and such, especially up in Maryland. The laws are different. But typically when I'm home, I get to tinker and spend a little money and accessorize, get out, hunt and fish a bit. That's cool. When I move back down there, I'll be able to pursue my hobbies even further and hopefully start my own business.
Right, right. All right. Well, I also wanted to ask, so what do you miss most about home? What do you miss most about Georgia?
Oh, I'd say, well, of course, there's family and friends, you know. It's where I grew up. But one of the things I do miss a lot is the open access to sweet tea. Up here, it's not as common, you know. Some good southern cooking is very well missed.
Of course, of course. And what other differences have you noticed between the south and the north?
Well, it's the population density is a lot greater up here, you know. So you got a lot more cityscape going on, you know. There's less wooded area, and the it's not as available to outdoors activities like hunting and fishing, though there is some good fishing out in the Chesapeake Bay. And just overall people, you know, there's different mannerisms and, you know, customs and courtesies, just little differences that make America the diverse landscape that it is.
Right, right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me. Those are all the questions I had for you, but was there anything you were hoping to talk about that I didn't bring up?
I was just wondering what frequency you guys are on and what time you'd play.
Sure, sure, yeah. I was going to tell you that before we finish, but yeah, we're on 90.1 FM. You can also listen to us online at pba.org.
Mm-hmm.
And I can email the PR person I'm in touch with, Angie, to send you that information. But, yeah, basically your interview will be part of a piece based on interviews with a couple other servicemen and women from Georgia. And we're not sure when it'll air yet, and it may end up being on the website. But I'll let you guys know about all that information so you get to hear it.
Alrighty. Oh,
yeah.
Actually, there's a story I'd like to tell you. It involves another Georgian.
Yeah, please.
Well, while I was in Afghanistan, I met a great leader. He's Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Henderson. He was the aviation officer in charge for a lot of the aerial assets in eastern and, I believe, northern Afghanistan as well. And you know, I met him and I talked to him a lot. Now I learned that he's from Augusta, I believe. You know, we'd talk about being back home, you know, how we miss the food, you know, just various things that make Georgia, Georgia. And since I was part of a kind of unique command, we don't have officers in our chain of command. You know, we just have enlisted, you know, because there's a thing with journalism and enlisted and all that. But more to the point, I needed an officer to officiate my promotion ceremony to corporal. And I actually chose Lieutenant Colonel Henderson to come on up and do it. And he arranged for me to do it in a helicopter flying over Kabul on May 1st. And that was quite an experience, you know, just two Georgia boys doing something memorable. You know, in the deployed environment. It's just very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Thanks so much for that story. That was great. And there were a lot of great moments during our conversation. I really appreciate you sharing all of your story with me.
All right. Did I do good?
Definitely. You sounded great. And like I said, there were lots of great moments. I love the story about drinking chai with the Afghan forces. That was great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're good guys, you know. They actually remind me a lot of people down in Georgia. Just real hospitable and nice, you know.
Oh, wow.
They wouldn't hesitate to give you a hot beverage or, you know, offer you some food. Even while we were out on a mission, some Afghans actually bought a goat off a one of the mans who owned the compound we were staying in. And you know, they bought the goat from him, and you know, they slaughtered the goat, you know, as you need to do to eat it. And they made this awesome goat and rice thing in this big old pot, and they were sharing it with all of us, and I gotta say, it was really good. It was really good. They know how to make some good food over there, which it's a great departure from the MREs you typically get out in the field.
Thank you so much again.
Thank you.